News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So tomorrow, of course, is Saturday, February 1st, the end of dry January for many. But should you consider a dry February, a dry March, a dry April, basically staying off the drink for longer? Well, Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, joins us. Conor, start by telling us what you've done.
Well, for a start, I should point out that it's almost entirely accidental that I'm talking to you now, Shane. And if you'd said to me 3 years ago that I'd be talking to you about this particular topic, I would have laughed in your face. Because in January 2022, myself and my wife decided to dry January. And we haven't drank any alcohol since.
Wow, 3 years.
And as I say, 3 years. And it wasn't by design. There was no great plan to it. It just kind of happened. Because what actually happened is, like a lot of people, we had a particularly boozy Christmas. Now, it wasn't wildly excessive. Yeah. But, you know, we had a typical traditional Irish Christmas. January, we were like, oh, we give it a bit of a rest. Did dry January. The first couple of weeks were tricky, as I'm sure an awful lot of your listeners will appreciate. And then by the end of the month, we were like, okay, well, time to go back in the booze. But the 1st of February in 2022 was a Monday. And I was like, well, we're not going out for dinner or having a bottle of wine on a Monday. So we said we leave it for a week and then we leave it for 2 weeks. And then we said, you know, well, we do dry February as well. And then in March, we all got COVID in the Pope House. So there was no drinking in March. And by that point, the funny thing is that neither of us particularly wanted to go back on the booze. Right. And we said, oh, we'll do it till the summer holidays when we go on summer holidays in June. And then we got to June and it was like, wouldn't it be mad to do a whole year? And that's kind of how it happened. So it was this kind of rolling challenge as opposed to I'm giving up booze forever kind of thing. Because I want to stress that I'm not talking to you like Matt Talbot. I'm no latter day Matt Talbot. I'm not preachy. I'm not saying what other people should do. And it's also important to stress, and I think we have this kind of thing in Ireland, that we didn't do it because we'd an issue or a problem. We did it because, do you know what? It actually felt better.
And does it feel better? What are the advantages? And I know you're not preaching here, but for you, what's better about it?
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you a few things, right? I never have to deal with a muzzy head or a hangover. Now, it's not like I was out on the lash 4 nights a week anyway. So, but we were drinking probably to excess, like maybe sharing a bottle of wine on 4 nights a week, that kind of level. So just to give your listeners a sense of that. So, no hangovers, no muzzy heads, always present. It means that on a Saturday morning, I can get up at 7:30 in the morning or 8:00 in the morning and go to the gym. Now, I know some of your listeners will be rolling their eyes when they hear that, but I actively like going to the gym. So both of us became much healthier. And this is a byproduct of it, by the way. This wasn't the design. We lost a ton of weight because it's not just the alcohol that puts on the weight. It's the inevitable snacking that comes with it. You have your wine. Oh, should we open a bag of Kyo's crisps? Oh, we'll have some chocolate. And when you're not drinking alcohol, that temptation kind of dissipates to a degree. And the other thing that really struck me was I have a blood pressure monitor. So for years I've been taking my blood pressure, right? Not all the time, but like every now and then. And it was always a little bit high, like maybe 132, 135 over 80 or whatever it might be. But it came down by a good 15 points when I stopped drinking alcohol.
Wow.
And I think
okay.
That's quite significant. So there's the health considerations, there's the lifestyle considerations. And then, of course, there was the cash. Because, you know, if I say, okay, 4 bottles of wine, let's say 5 bottles of wine a week between 2 adults, spread out over the course of a year, you're looking at the guts of $3,000. And I'm not talking about buying Chateau Latour or a
bog standard
12
yeah.
euro bottle of wine. So you're looking at spending the guts of $3,000 on wine. Now, I have to tell you, Shane, I have no idea where that cash is. But I can tell you.
You're not loaded because of it. Yeah, but no, look, they're all very fair points. Any downside? I mean, do you miss a glass of wine at all?
I love wine. Right, I love red wine in particular. I love Riojas. I love like really strong wines. I love the Vino Verdes, the white wines in Portugal. So I do miss that. Not going to lie to you. The social aspect can be tricky. And I think an awful lot of your listeners who have done Dry January or maybe extended it a little bit will appreciate that because there's this uniquely Irish thing where you become the centre of attention. Like, why aren't you drinking? Are you okay? You're on antibiotics? Have you got a problem? Like, what's going on? Like, nobody ever says to you when you go to a restaurant, oh, listen, I'm not having pasta tonight. It doesn't become a topic of conversation that you're not
no,
eating pasta.
It doesn't.
But it does become a topic if you're not drinking alcohol. But I have to tell you, and like, and then you have to deal with the, and I was this soldier for donkey's years, you have to deal with the inevitable. Other people around you in a social situation are getting plastered. And they start, you know, initially it's a bit of crack, and then they start to become a little bit repetitive, and then it starts to become a little bit dull for you, the sober person. So the only thing that you can do in that situation is either A, live the life of Matt Talbot and never go out, or B, lean into it and say, do you know what, I'm going to have the crack irrespective of whether or not I'm drinking.
Okay, well, good luck with it and stick with it. Conor Pope, a consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. That
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.